Welcome to Sports Central. I'm Rick Drewer.
I'm Phil Fackner.
Welcome back, Phil.
Yes, COVID again.
Oh.
Second dose of COVID.
I thought a man of your athletic fitness,
yep,
health,
yes,
would have conquered COVID.
It even gets the best of us. Yes. No, last week. Wasn't laid up, I must admit, Rick. The second time round was a lot better than the first.
So that's two for you.
No, two for me.
So since I haven't had it at all, that puts me in a category above you, doesn't it?
Well, you've got to get out of your house, Rick. So it was no midweek bowls for me last week, Rick, but they obviously didn't need me.
Well, they...
Good win.
Well, I guess it was a good win, yes. Yeah,
was
tell me about
win.
It.
It was against... who did we play? We played West Lakes. 93 West Lakes, 109 Paynham. So good win.
Well,
and
quoting you, any win's a good win.
Well, imagine what our score would have been with me in it.
You might have lost. Hey?
Good point. Saturday, Rick, up against a very, very strong Modbury side.
Average age?
80. Paynham 85, Modbury 73. Now, Rick,
did you bowl?
Actually, quite well, Rick. I got to admit, had a good day.
Yeah.
Went out on the Friday after the COVID big hit. I got negative on Thursday. Friday, I was out on the track for an hour and a half, hitting it out.
Oh, honestly, now that explains why
you are where you are. Exactly right. Yeah.
Practice makes perfect.
It's all about preparation, isn't it, Rick?
Practice makes perfect.
So that's put us clear on the ladder. 7-1.
What?
One game to go before Christmas. Got Adelaide at Adelaide this week. Tough game. Adelaide sitting third, 6-2.
Oh, good game.
So good game. Now, Salisbury second, 6-2.
All right. May I remind our listeners that I think you're in a similar position last Christmas.
No.
And after Christmas, you collapsed.
No.
No?
We did collapse a bit. But we were never 7-1. No, we were like 6-3 going into Christmas,
right.
or 5-4
yeah,
even.
But what I was getting to was that there was a collapse after Christmas.
There was. Not this year. Quickly, Rick, enough about my bowls.
There's never enough about your bowls.
Good point. Let's keep on about it. No. Barossenite bowls this week. Good game at Tanunda. Tanunda... Just going down, beat Angaston last time, if we remember, first round.
Yes.
Tanunda losing to Angaston this time, 89-98. The big win for the day there was Peter Bavistock from Tanunda, 33, to the super squad of Matt Shorts, 11.
What?
33-11.
That's got to be a mistake.
Oh, hey? I tell you what, there would have been one angry skipper there, old Shorty. He would have been fuming.
He would not be happy.
No. And then we went to Yadunda. Yadunda played Kapunda, which I would have tipped Kapunda if we'd done the show last week.
Yes.
With ill health on my side. Yadunda, 109. Easily accounted for Kapunda, 65.
Oh, right. Actually, come to think of it, we should have done a show last week with your mask on, and then we wouldn't have had to listen to this crap.
Big mumble. Mumble of a crap. Aaron Jones, the big winner there over Martin Jew, 36-13.
Oh, geez, there's some big gaps.
Big gaps.
Yeah.
Then we went to Lindock playing Freeling, 97 Lindock, Freeling 85, which wasn't a bad...
Yeah, that's a good game.
Yep. Harry Sykes, 26, to Turtle Curtis, 13. So that was the biggest win there.
Yeah.
And then we went over to Newry. Newry 101, Mount Pleasant 86, Stewie Allen 27 to Jeremy Wolfar 17.
All right. Here we go. Phil's back in form. He's got his phone going again.
We're back. Sorry about that. So, okay, we'll quickly go to the player ladder. We've got Brian Bowden, 6-1. Brucey Field, our friend Brucey Field.
Yes.
Listens in every week. He's 6-1. Jimmy Brideson, 6-1. Shorty, 6-1. So that was Shorty's first loss. It was a big one, wasn't it?
Yeah, it was.
Northcott, 6-1. And Jensen. All Angaston players, Rick. So what does that tell you? Probably tells you that Anguson are dominating, aren't
well,
they?
Well, it does.
Well, they are. They are 6-1 with
didn't
one
you,
draw.
Didn't you make some sarcastic comment about their recruiting earlier in
their
the year?
Their recruiting was through the roof, wasn't it? Lindock's second, 6-1, equal with them. Then you drop down to third, which is Tanunda, 4-3. And Newry, 3-3 with two draws. So the draws mean that they got washed out a week there somewhere along the line. So that's about it on the local bowl scene, Rick.
Yes. Well,
we did miss a week, but I'm not going to bring up the old scores. So
no. Well, I guess since we are a week out and we haven't lost a great deal because of the inclement weather
yes.
as far as the Barossa and Light Cricket Association goes. However, we did get results in all games.
Okay.
And we'll quickly go through them. Angaston, all out for 264. Absolutely annihilated Newry, all out for 111. Good all-round performance from Angaston. Luke Doakey, 77. Scotty Rathjen, 50. Liam Peel, 48.
And Greg Bain.
Greg Bain did not play.
Oh.
Did not play.
The great man, Greg Bain.
Yep. It's a good win because they've in the past relied a great deal on him. Anyway.
Yeah. Good win.
Reece Lacey, 5 for 81 was the highlight for Newry. Comfortable win, though. A good all-round performance from Angaston, which you would expect.
Yep.
Greenock and Malala. Greenock, not a bad score, 184. Off of 73 overs. Sam Nitschke, 45. Mark Bannon, 63. Now, here's one of the great highlights of the weekend.
Yes.
Cameron Curnow opens the bowling for Malala. 18.2 overs, 6 maidens, 6 for 47.
Wow.
Yep. Then Malala chased down the 184, got there off of 60-odd overs, 60.2 overs. 7 for 185. Would you believe Cameron Curnow, 54 not out?
Well, man of the match.
Well, I wasn't
if there was a man
I
of
would
match.
Think so, yeah.
Oh, you give votes, don't you?
Yeah.
They do get
yeah.
votes.
Oh, yes, yeah.
He would have got the three.
Matty Birchmore, 45. Yep. And Brad Wilson, nice to see him back in a little bit of form, 31. Nothing special from the bowling. Light Pass.
One Light Pass. We had their coach on a couple of weeks ago.
Did. Light Pass and Williston. Must have been a great game. Reduced to one day of 40 overs. Light
yep.
Pass. Very competitive 199. Danny Kay, 43. Malachi.
Colehagen.
Colehagen. Well done.
Yep.
47 not out. Luke Dunn, 246. Trent Payne, 242. Williston chasing down the 199.
Yes.
Got there. 34.3 overs at 4 for 204.
Wow.
Josh Bald, 55.
Yes. Good knock.
Now, John Glenn, the astronaut.
John
Glenn, the astronaut.
Yes.
His son,
yes.
Josh Glenn.
Josh. At Williston, did you say?
At Williston.
Really?
Now, go on, say
okay.
what you said off here.
No. I don't want to comment on that. Josh at Williston.
Josh wow. at
okay.
batting.
All's forgiven.
Batting at number. Oh, obviously,
yep.
all is forgiven.
Yeah.
Batting at number 4,
yep.
and also their wicket keeper.
Yep.
He obviously was on fire. 52 off of 37 balls.
Wow. Good. Great footballer.
Yeah.
Great footballer. Obviously, a very talented sportsman.
Yep.
Josh.
Trent Payne, who can hit the ball, 26. Now, Abdul Rehman, who
yes.
is I've seen play before. From some subcontinent originally.
Yep.
25 not out, and he is technically a very good player. That's a very good win.
Mm.
I mean, we don't quite know how good or bad Light Pass are, but to chase down 199 and get there in 35 overs
yeah.
is a pretty fair effort. I had probably the most disappointing game of the lot in the sense that it was incredibly one-sided, and I didn't think it would be. Lindock, 226 on the first day.
Yes.
Were totally rescued by a wonderful innings from Matt Robinson, 81, and John Owen, 60. Now, they were aided by some pretty ordinary fielding and drop catches from South. Really, David Golder, got 3 for 60. But in the chase on Saturday, South, you like the word capitulated?
Ooh, I'll look that one up.
Okay. Anyway, they collapsed to be all out for 121.
What?
Ray Smith, he slogged a 34. David Gold had got 23. But I saw a real talent.
Right. Name?
Playing for the Lindock side.
Trent Birch.
He missed out. He got a duck the week before.
Oh, okay.
Anyway, the talent is a kid called Walter Kinlock. 14 overs, 4 maidens, 6 for 43.
Wow.
And Matt Robinson also bowled very well, 11.4 overs, 2 for 14. Now, the thing I like about this Kinlock is that he turns the ball. Now, obviously, as a spin bowler, you're meant to do that.
Yep.
But if anything, he turns his wrong-un more than he turns his leggy.
Okay.
Bowls, I think, personally, a little bit fast. I mean, there's nothing wrong with speed through the air, but probably with experience, he'll mix them up a little bit more. But
reading something on him, only in the local paper last night, Rick, I see he's in the under-19s. Now, don't correct me if I'm wrong. You won't, obviously, haven't read the paper yet, but I think it was the Redbacks under-19s development state squad he's in. Been presented with something in the local paper there this week. So obviously he can play.
Well, Phil, I didn't realise that, but he can play. And you telling me that doesn't surprise me at all. Last game, again, a 40 overs reduced game. Must have been an amazing number of fancy. Sandy Creek, 7 for 244 from their 40 overs.
That's a winning score. Is a winning score,
you
Rick.
You really think so, wouldn't you?
What?
They got knocked off.
No.
Knocked off by Tanunda, who scored 248 on the first ball of the 40th over. Would have been pretty exciting stuff, though. For Sandy Creek, Jamie Diner, opening bats, opening bowler, 109 runs.
Wow.
52 balls, Phil. But listen to this. They needed a few spectators. 8 fours, 11 sixes.
Oh, 11 sixes?
11 sixes.
What?
Yeah.
Sounds like Travis's test.
It could
score.
Be, yes. Rooster Hankley made 27. Yep. Jamie Sibic, 39, not out. Nothing special from the Tanunda bowlers. Now, you know, that's a big chase, 244.
It is.
Would you believe that Trent Gers probably had the game of a lifetime? He's bowled 8 overs for 67.
Oh, Trent, get in the nets.
8 eights for 64. And he missed out batting. Now, you normally think that, you know, when Trent and Sammy Calhoun...
Yes, they're the backbone.
Anyway, Sammy Calhoun got 37. But the bloke who really set the pace for Tanunda was Luke Snowden.
Oh, yeah, Luke. Yep.
66 from 42 balls. Now, the only thing you can say was that was a great comeback. Tanunda, admittedly, were obviously going to be advantaged by the fact that Diner, in his third over, broke down. I think it's a hammy and didn't bowl again. So, anyway, it's
difference.
A great chase. So
you said he's very, very quick, isn't he,
Oh,
Diner?
He's quick, yeah. And he hits the ball miles, obviously, from that performance. But a good round of cricket.
Was. It finally got a full week, a couple of weeks in, So.
And the test match, well.
The test match.
Hey.
How good is Labuschagne, hey?
He's very good. He is very good.
He can play an innings, can't he?
He can play an innings and he loves batting.
Yeah.
He loves
just
batting.
Just grit it out.
He loves batting. Just like Travi.
No, he was in there for a one-day hit, wasn't he?
Well, you can't knock 99. I wish I'd made 99 the test match. But it was all set up for Travis because he could go out and play the only way he can play.
Correct.
And that's smash the ball. If you asked him to go out and bat for 3 days, and I suppose without, again, being overcritical, I think the way he plays was summed up in the way he got out at 99.
Yeah, very disappointing.
Well,
nothing sort of.
Well, why you try and cut a ball that is too cramped and close frame when he could have leapt forward, pushed it into the mid off or mid on, and run a single?
Mm,
I mean,
exactly.
I don't know. Very peculiar.
With that test, Rick, I was impressed with our bowlers. They were really bouncing them up at him, weren't they? Taking them in the rib cage.
Well, they were, yeah. I mean, it's all relative, of course, because the Windies aren't the great side
past. I agree.
There's a good reason for that, because all their best players on the second half of the back end of their seasons are making themselves unavailable because they're trying
too
to stitch
money
up.
In one guy
well,
cricket.
Yes, and you've got to remember that the West Indies Cricket Board are not capable of offering contracts like Australia or England.
Yep.
So they're suffering badly. And for the sake of cricket, I think the ICC needs to somehow, don't ask me how, try and, redistribute the money or whatever, so that we bring the West Indies back in.
Yeah,
because they're in the
big. It's sad to see them like they are. You know, you remember Greenwich and Holding and Roberts and Lloyd and Brian Lara. And, oh, my God.
Yeah, it's unfortunately they're yesterday's team at the
But a good
time.
Game. I watched a fair bit of that cricket.
But
I enjoyed it.
We need to rush over that, because how good is it, Dizzy, renewed contract?
Performance base, obviously.
Obviously performance base. I mean, when you've been there, you're into your third season, and we've racked up two wooden spoons.
Obviously, two wins. I can't remember the other
two
one.
Two wooden spoons.
Yep.
First season, no victories at all.
None.
Second season, two.
Two.
But
who did we beat? The blind school, and who was the other side?
But it all swung on beating Tasmania last week.
What a victory.
It's all about timing, Phil. Performance-based. How could that be? Anyway, nice guy, but...
A couple more years on his contract?
A couple more years.
Yep.
I can remember when it was announced that he was the new coach, that it was all going to change.
Yeah.
Everything was going to change.
I had a couple of reviews since then too, Rick. Quickly, the Socceroos, Rick. We've got to mention them. I don't think we even had it down on our notes, but... A really good effort, let's face it.
An incredibly good effort. And I think, you know, we love jumping on an Aussie bandwagon when we get the chance.
Yep.
But the fact that we had an Australian coach who was unpopular, many wanted him to be fired.
Yep.
And he has proved that Australians can and do know their soccer and... You know, we are obviously of world standard now.
Yeah.
And it's about time that, in general, Australians stop knocking soccer. I mean, whether we like it or not, it is the world code of football.
Yep.
And always will be. And the sooner we get on board and get fair dinkum, the better we'll be, I reckon.
Yep.
Anyway, we're beginning to run out of time.
We are.
But talking about football, Phil.
Yes.
The coach for the seven-year-olds calls one of the kids across to him and says, "Listen, son, do you understand what cooperation is?" The little boy stands there, looks up at him and shakes his head with a yes. "Now, little fella, do you understand what matters is not whether we win or we lose, but how we play as a team?" The little boy looks up again and shakes his head. Yes, he knows. So, do you know that when a free is given against you, you shouldn't argue and call the umpire a dickhead? Little boy looks up and says, "Yes, I do." He said, "And when I call you from the ground to give another one of your friends a chance to play, it's not good sportsmanship to call your coach a dumb loser, is it?" Little boy says, "No, it's not. No, I understand." Coach looks at him and says, "Now, go over there and explain all that to your father."
How true that is, Rick. Oh, I mean, that's not even a joke.
I know.
That is the truth.
I have seen some ugly parents
in my day. Oh, yeah.
So, absolutely. It's funny, but there's a message involved there.
It sure is.
Well, to all our listeners, I'm not sure whether we're going to get another one in before Christmas, but if not, Merry Christmas. Ho, ho, ho.
Happy New Year and all of
and
that.
And a Happy New Year.
But I think we will. We'll try and get another one in.
I think we should. Yep. And you'll be able to give us the blessings of the year and tell us about your victory on the bowling green.
Let's hope so this week.
All right, until next time, this is Rick.
This is Phil.